All right, and welcome to another episode of Quantum Physics with Impossible Steve. My name is Steve, and I am your host, of course. And today we're going to talk about a couple things. I'm basically going to explain some things that have been going on within the matrix and how you can realize what the matrix is doing when it attacks you. It attacks you in many different ways, and it's been attacking me lately, and I'll get to that in a little bit. And I'm also going to do a really quick, very short twin flame update, because I watched a documentary on Amazon that was just horrible. Basically a cult. They're brainwashing people. It's like a twin flame cult. It's the craziest shit I've ever seen. And I don't know, well, I know how people can fall for it, because, you know, people are lonely and they get depressed, and some people just, you know, get suckered into things easily. So, but I definitely encourage people to watch it, because once I tell you or remind you, I talked about twin flames, you know, in the first season, and now we're on season 3, I believe this is episode 4. You know, I told you exactly what they are and how rare they are, but we'll get to that in a minute. If you follow me on social media, it is at Impossible Steve on Facebook, at Impossible Steve on Instagram. And Instagram's, that's my trash talk, okay? That's where I go on there. I post crazy memes. I talk crap about the government. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that I moved today into my new place. So, you know, I took videos of it to show everybody. And the reason I did that is because for the viewers who have been viewing this since the beginning, in 2021, I went to Oklahoma with two bags and a backpack and slept on the floor. And those who followed the Instagram trail would have saw that, a bare apartment with nothing in there. And I slowly turned it into furniture, and about a year and a half after I moved in there February of 2021, and about a year and a half later I turned it into a two-bedroom townhome, fully furnished, very nice. Not bragging, I'm just saying, when we talk about manifestation, and when I say things about, you know, tell God what you want, visualize what you want, and you know, work for what you want, and then all of a sudden you see me come from two bags and a backpack in a $500 a month apartment to a two bedroom, two bath, two story townhome that's fully furnished with, you know, thousands of dollars worth of furniture. Yes, it took some good hard work. It took some faith. I'm religious. You know, I pray to God. And it took, you know, I think that's the key to manifestation. I think everyone can manifest things, because it requires two very simple things. And those simple things are pray, talk to God, have the faith that God will give you these things, and go out and work for it. Because I can tell you this right now, one thing God's not going to do is just say, well, why should I give him X, Y, and Z when he's just, you know, sitting on the couch all day watching TV? No, you still got to go out and show God that you want these things. Now, don't be obsessed about it. These are material items that you can't take with you, you know, to the spirit world, or when you pass away, or things like that. So don't obsess about it, but at least, you know, put a foot forward and prove to yourself that you want it. You know, you're not going to sit around and get anything just by sitting around. So to celebrate, I did buy a bottle of it's called La Crema Sonoma Coast in Pinot Noir. And a friend of mine in Tampa, Florida, her name was Heather, actually introduced that to me, I believe, back in 2016. So it's a very good wine. I don't drink a lot. As a matter of fact, if you are trying to be more spiritual, and if you are trying to manifest things and connect with God on a spiritual and physical level, alcohol will do nothing but slow you down. However, on occasion, I do enjoy a nice wine, and on occasion, I do go out for a happy hour with a friend or two and have, two or three beers and shoot the shit for a little bit. I do my best not to get, tanked. As a matter of fact, I've been living in Omaha since what? Since July, the end of July, and I've only been drunk two times. You get to talk and you get carried away. So, usually after a couple drinks, I just stop. I get tired and, I go home. I'm in my 40s now. It's not like back when I was in my 20s and early 30s, I've done it. It was fun and blah, blah, blah. But again, back to my little Instagram point, I wanted everyone to see a visual. I couldn't figure out how to record a lengthy one on Facebook to show everything. Again, it wasn't to brag, it was to show you the progression of me from ground zero of 2021 to where I'm at today. And it's been nothing but a steady incline, an increase of going up is what it was. So if for again, for those who have been watching since, 2021 or listening since 2021, you have seen a progressive a steady incline of, work, more money, more of a lifestyle, more lifestyle changes. I mean, my birthday was on June 8th, and that was probably the best shape I've ever been in my life. I mean, I was shredded. I had abs. I lost a little bit of the abs because I've been traveling a lot, but I mean, dang. So you're seeing spiritual, physical changes with me personally, and that's what I do on Instagram. I'm able to show that because I want to show it because I want people to see it can actually be done. You hear a bunch of people run their mouth all the time, but they never show you, they never prove anything. And I know anyone can go rent a building and sit in it and say, hey, this is my house, but at least you can see the physical changes as well. Because when you do start, one of the things about when the New Age calls it a spiritual awakening, one of the things that happens to you is you actually go through physical changes. Your whole diet will change. Not that you don't crave the foods that you used to crave. It's just you don't like them as much. You don't eat them as often, and you will crave raw foods. I've been eating Brussels sprouts and asparagus now for over a year, and my mom can't figure out what's wrong with me because I would never put that in my mouth to save my life. So I love it. I love it now. And taste buds change. Sweet potatoes used to make me sick. I eat sweet potatoes like they're going out of style. They don't make me sick no more. It is the healthiest potato you can eat. I don't eat a lot of meat anymore. I like meat. I like the taste of meat. Nothing like a good burger. I had one the other day. But I eat more consistent bean, seeds like hemp seeds, chia seeds, pumpkin seeds type of diet with avocados and either like quinoa or some kind of flourless bread. And all that crap I didn't used to eat. My point is you go through these physical changes. So that's why I do it. That's why I post the stuff, because I want people to finally see that it can actually be done instead of someone just talking all the time about it. So, follow me on IG at Impossible Steve. I post videos here and there, especially when I travel, mountains, Colorado, stuff like that. So, okay, so before we get to the Matrix, I do want to talk about this terrible twin flame cult. And I'm going to pull it up right now. I got my phone with me. As you know, I do this all the fly. There's no recording, there's no editing. Yeah, what was the name of that movie? I just watched it yesterday. And it was Twin Flame something. Let's see here. One second. Twin Flame. Let's see if a Twin Flame documentary. Here we go. Okay, so the title of this, and it was done by a woman who works for Vanity Fair. And It's called Desperately Seeking Soulmate, Escaping Twin Flame Universe. And there's only three parts to it. And it was the craziest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. So, long story short, this couple ends up starting a twin flame thing where they guarantee people that they will find help them find their twin flame, and they get a bunch of people to sign up. It costs thousands of dollars. They do classes, they do courses, and they try to find the twin flame for their person, and then people think so and so's a twin flame, and they're like, oh, there's a runner and there's a chaser, and don't take no for an answer, and people end up getting restraining orders and going to jail and shit because they're freaking stalking people. So I encourage you to watch the documentary because, the twin flame phenomenon has been huge with the millennials and the Gen Z. Now, it is hard to say if a twin flame actually exists, but here's one thing that I've done according to my research. And again, I've talked about twin flames several times in my past podcast. The internet and everybody involved in it, YouTube, Rumble, whatever other sites you go to, like this twin flame universe crap, all they do is take the word soulmate and replace it with twin flame. All the little fuzzy, fancy stuff you hear is soulmate stuff, okay? So, if you listen to this show, you've already read a little bit or studied a little bit about twin flame anyway, because we're on that same wavelength. There are divine feminine and divine masculine energies, and everyone does possess divine feminine and divine masculine energies. However, a twin flame is extremely rare. So you're not going to have thousands of people have a twin flame. That's impossible. A twin flame goes through lifetime after lifetime just to find each other. Then they don't necessarily get along right off the bat and go through lifetime of, repelling and attracting each other until finally one of the lifetimes they come together in a union and become one. Okay, so there are some. If they do this lifetime after lifetime, there's some lifetimes they don't even know each other. And then let's say they do finally meet each other and repel each other, then they go through that lifetime being apart and then do it again. So, because remember this, the soul knows what to do, but when you incarnate on Earth, you don't have the memory as you do when you're in spiritual form. And there are many reasons for it. There's a whole nother show about that. That's a whole nother show. But my point is that there's no way anybody has a twin flame because the chances of anyone even having a twin flame are so rare. There's just no way. It's the rarest thing in the universe, this infinite, largest, unscalable, no math, you just can describe how big the universe is. The twin flame would be one of the rarest things to ever occur, ever. So if you got a bunch of people on a website paying a bunch of money, if anyone tries to sell you something or tell you to take a course, this is my whole point of this. And say, pay this money and we'll help you find your twin flame. You're wasting, I'm telling you right now, you're wasting your money. You don't have a twin flame. If you don't know who that twin flame is and whether they like you or not, or whether you repel them or not, or whatever, twin flames are going to know each other instantly. And they're either going to become friends or they're not, or they're going to hang out for a minute or they're not. And they're going to know, and one is more awake than the other until they go through this endless cycle of baloney and become, one. So it's a very long process. So if you, okay, so let's just do it like this. If you found your twin flame and your twin flame don't like you, do not pursue your twin flame. because if you read anything about twin flames, it says that they repel and attract each other. So let's say, you know what, Steve, I know I have a twin flame and here it is. It's this person right here. Fine, fair enough. You found your twin flame, and your twin flame don't want anything to do with you. Don't want to call you, don't want to text you, don't want to be on your social media. Well, the more you go and try to, create a bond with that person, the more you're going to push that person away. And that's just life in general. Okay? So you are not going to magically wake up your twin flame. Again, it takes many lifetimes for you to even meet. And then it takes many lifetimes for you to even speak, and many lifetimes to become friends, and then many lifetimes to become the union. So, no, dude. So I wanted to just briefly talk about it. If you guys, want more of a deeper dive into it, I guess I can do another show about it. Send some emails or some DMs if it's really something you want to hear more about. But twin flame coaches and twin flame this and twin flame that is a big waste of money. Okay, they just took the word soulmate and replaced it with twin flame because that's a hot topic, probably the last 3 or 4 years, if not a little bit longer. Very big in the new age community, and people are running with it. Okay, now you do have a soulmate out there, and you'll meet many people that are soulmates or potential soulmates. So yeah, you're going to meet someone that you really do connect with. And then it's either going to work out or it's not, and that's just life. So don't get tied up into this twin flame phenomenon, because the chances of one even being on this timeline right now is so rare that it would only be one person. Well, I guess technically two people. Let's just say a man and a woman to be on the, whatever. But okay, so that means the rest of you don't count. So, that's just how it works. Not saying you're not special. Everyone's special and everyone's here for a reason. Everyone can do very great, wonderful things. But there's only one twin flame, if any, on this timeline. And this timeline is about to end. I talked about that in the last podcast. So many of us will, there'll be a lot of people that will go down with this timeline, and there'll be some people that shift to another timeline. The New Age call it 5D, religions call it like the Kingdom Age, is what Christianity refers to it as. But yeah, here in the next, 3, 4, 5 years, there will be some type of a shift where this timeline becomes just chaotic and nasty. People so will either dis will disappear. The Bible talks about it as like the rapture. It will be a rapture-like phenomenon where some people just aren't here anymore. No one's going to be able to explain it. It's a shift. I refer to it as a shift. As you all know, more and more people are waking up every day and becoming more spiritual and more, this and that and less material, and it's a part of the shift. So that's why you're seeing that. And the opposition, being devil, demons, whatever your religion refers to evil entities as, knows this, and they're going to try to manipulate you, like by doing a twin flame universe or some kind of twin flame coach crap. Or, but just keep focus. You don't need to talk to any spirit or any coach or anything. You just need yourself and you need God, and that's it. And you don't have to pay a dime for any of that. And that's what I want you guys to remember today. So enough about that. I want to do a dive into the Matrix. I talked about the Matrix probably 2 or 3 times already, so I believe this will be the fourth time. And since I do this on the fly, it's hard to even remember about what I even said in the last episodes about the Matrix without me even going back and listen. As a matter of fact, the first thing I do when I stop these recordings is I go back and listen, because there's no way I could repeat what I say. It's real time. It's real time information that I am pulling out from, number one, my brain, because I do read a lot, I do study things, and number two, quantum, the quantum field of information. Does every single word that comes out of my mouth come from the quantum field? No. Some of it is just from me just researching and watching and learning things. But there are some things, the reason why I go back and listen, there are some things that I do not research that come out of my mouth, and I find it very interesting. And it's not a lot, but it's a little bit. So, and I think what I'll do over time is I think more and more of that will come out of the quantum and less out of my own brain, out of my own research. And that's what I'm experimenting with by going back and listening to these recordings and seeing how much, okay, yeah, I read about that. I remember reading about that. Wait, what's this? I never read about that before. Where did this come from? And in my opinion, that's coming from the quantum. So what I realized recently is I've been traveling a lot all over the United States. My job has me going from, you name it, West Coast, East Coast, North and South. And I spend a fair bit of time by myself. My job requires me to do things by myself out in the middle of nowhere for this company that I work for. So when I came here to Nebraska, remember, I just moved in the new place today. I came here at the end of July. Well, I didn't get a place right away. I've been homeless, if you will. I put my stuff in storage, and I wanted to see what it was like just living on the road. You know, just living, no attachments, no rent, no electricity, no internet, except for where I stay, of course. You know, they have that stuff, but no place to go. Just me doing my job out in some random town out in the middle of nowhere, right? And it was very peaceful. I noticed it was very peaceful. I didn't have a single bill to pay other than my cell phone bill and food. I did pay for a gym membership, and you know, some towns, it was an Anytime Fitness, so you know, some towns have them, some towns don't. And I carry equipment with me to exercise on my own. It's pretty easy to do, especially outdoors. So, drinking my wine. So with that said, I found it to be very peaceful, and I remember I've been going to Colorado a lot, and I was sitting pretty much on a mountain in Colorado, and I remember telling myself, this is what freedom is. This is what freedom is really like, because I didn't have a single bill, really, with the exception of my car, because I felt the need to get a car. I don't know why, but I did. So, but there was just nothing. There wasn't anything to worry about. There wasn't anything to pay. And I'm just sitting out there, sitting outside, eating when I get hungry, working, and just chilling. And I remember saying, this is what freedom is like. This is peace. And the moment I said that, the matrix began to work, and you'll see why here in a minute. So I started to realize, you know, in my deep thinking, I like to do deep thinking when I'm not working. Okay, so this is what peace is like. This is what freedom's like. So what the matrix will do is it will get you sucked into attachments. That's one of the things I talked about on my little short video on Instagram today, was letting go of attachments so you can expand. But if you're attached to too many things, you're not going to be able to expand, and you'll see why here in a minute. So basically, I had all this freedom, and I got rid of all these attachments. So I had nothing, you know, in a way, except for what was in storage. So again, things started to happen. So I had a court issue to deal with, family court. Been going on for quite some time. Said, you know what, I know how to deal with this. I got God. I'm not worried about it. And it went quite well, to be honest with you. It was a family matter that got settled didn't even have to go to a trial. So, in my opinion, anything that doesn't go to a trial works out in both parties' favors. And I think it did work out in both parties' favors. To be honest with you, I'm happy with it, and I think the other party is happy with it as well. So I was kind of like, all right, is that all you got? I started talking shit. So I decided to kind of look around a little bit. And, I said, Steve, you've been enjoying all this freedom. Maybe you should get a place. Maybe. So let's look around. I looked around downtown Omaha and I finally found, a place. I was like, if I'm going to live anywhere, it's going to be here. So I signed a lease. I said, you know what? I'm enjoying this freedom right now. I don't want to move in right away. I want to save. I want to pay, I want to pay down some credit cards. I had a whole plan. So I signed a lease for December 1st, 2023, and the property manager said she could even move that date if she need to, earlier or later, just let her know, give her a little bit of notice. So I said, okay. And I signed that and I can move it later if I need to. And I had a whole plan of how I was going to save money and do things. And then, long story short, I basically walked in the office one day and all of a sudden my job changed and you're not going to be, going to all these cities anymore. You're going to be staying put right here. Like today, like now. I'm like, well, shit. So I picked up the phone and I made a call. I was like, guys, I need to move this lease to today. Like I got to move now. And they're like, all right. So we moved it to today. And then as soon as I moved it to today, it changed again. I went back to the office. I said, hey, guess what? Everything went well. They're able to get me in. I'm going to move in a couple of days. They said, oh, well, we spoke with X, Y, and Z. We're just going to leave you where you're at. Already signed the lease. Can't change it. Trust me, I tried. They said because of certain things, they weren't able to change it. That right there, my friend, was a matrix attack. And I'm getting ready to tell you why. So, I sat there and I was talking to God, praying, and I said, okay, God, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to do this. I'm going to move in. I'm going to tell them, no, give me this other job instead. It's a pay cut, but I'll do it so I'm here every night, so I don't feel like I'm wasting money. I basically said, God, if you want me to do that, I need you to make it happen. And I said, God, if you don't want me to do that, I need you to make things happen because I'm going to assume these changes are coming from you. And I'm going to say, and I also said, look, I'm having a hard time with this specific shift. I said, usually I understand shifts. I see them coming. I said, this came from nowhere. And I said, it's possible that this shift was caused by the matrix and not you. And I said, if this shift was caused by the matrix, I need you to intervene because I'm going to assume you're doing this and I'm going to assume I'm following your path. And as soon as I said that, all holy hell broke loose. So there was this back and forth of jobs, and you're not going here, and you're going here, and we're going to send you here and here instead. And the lease agreement got changed three or four times, and just an explosion. So it was clear to me that a shift took place that was not supposed to take place. And when I decided to sit down and pray about it for a minute and say, God, I have total faith in you. I always have. That's why I dropped what I'm doing and moved. I dropped everything in Oklahoma and moved here with nothing again. Again, I put it in storage, but you know what I mean. And I said, if this is what's going on, I'll follow you. I said, I'm not scared. And he knows that. God knows that. I said, I'm not scared. I'll drop it all and, whatever. Where am I going? And he stopped it in a way. So I'm sticking to the same job, which is good. That job pays me well. It pays me six figures. I'm very happy with it. I get to travel a lot and I really enjoy it. And I am moving in here, So I did that today. So I think what was going on was I was at such peace and so calm, and for the first time in a very long time, maybe possibly in my life, had just not a single worry. And I think the matrix attacked it. And I think once I sat down and prayed about it and talked to God about it, I think God said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. Let me fix this for you, my friend." And in which he did. So what I'm noticing is the reason to back up a little bit here of a matrix attack is I noticed, as you, much as I hate to bring this up, because they're dark arts. And I don't recommend people start studying astrology and numerology and all this bullshit, but and even the Bible condemns it. It says, specifically says in the Bible, do not study astrology and new and things like that. It lists a whole bunch of things. I can't remember it word for word because it's pagan and it's dark. It's not of the light. It's not of the Lord. Because if you trust in the Lord, you don't need all that information. However, in my past, due to my stupidity, I studied that for many years, from about 19 to 35, and there was even a time where I even turned my back on God, which ended very badly. You know, I told you about the NDE story back in season one. You know, God took care of that real quick. He made sure to leave a message of better not do that again. So, pretty impressive of what he did, how he did it, and how he restored me back to normalcy. I mean, I'm alive and healthy, probably the healthiest I've ever been, and I shouldn't even be here. So, pretty impressive stuff. I encourage you to go back and listen to that NDE. It was on Halloween and on season one. I think I did a little Halloween episode because, you know, NDE phenomena, you know, for Halloween. So yeah, if God wants to send a message, let's just say he can wipe you out in an instant. And he did. And then he picked me back up and said, "All right, not quite done with you yet, buddy." And kind of dusted me off and sent me back out there. And it was a little painful at first, I'm not even gonna lie. So back to what I was saying. So I noticed back during this past retrograde, which was I think the end of August, first part of September, something like that, I noticed that you know, anytime there's a retrograde, you have these ideas to do things that end up costing you a bunch of money. So that's when I started looking for a place, and I found all these deals, like, and I knew better than to sign them, and I didn't. And I walked away from this deal that I just moved into today. I walked away from it. The manager called me back, you know, shortly after the retrograde, with a better deal, actually. And that's the reason why I signed the first. But here's how the matrix worked. Here's what I started to notice, you know, that okay, the matrix presents you with a scenario. Let's say all these amazing deals. Okay, you can live here, you can live here. Oh, we're having a discount, you know, this because of this, and just all these amazing deals that is really hard to walk away from, but you just know. You're like, this is too good to be true. You know? Too good. This is a retrograde. I know better. So you walk away from it. So what it does, and that's the thing, the family court thing was going on at the same time. And it's like, okay, so it presented a settlement. I said, well, this is fantastic. I'll do that. So it presented all this stuff. So here I am, decided saying, aha, I'm on to you, Matrix. I am not going to sign these deals, and I'm going to take that settlement. So I signed it. Signed the settlement, said, you know what? I'm not renting anything right now. I'm going to keep my peace, keep my freedom. And then all of a sudden, things just kind of went away. So I'm like, great, I know how much I'm going to pay now. this and that. And then all that stuff from work hit right at the same time the settlement was supposed to be finalized. So based on the money from the settlement, based my decision on the place. So all of a sudden, I'm set up, I'm ready to go. I got the date set for when to move in December. I'm gonna do this settlement. I know what kind of money is on the on and off the table, blah blah blah. Then all of a sudden it's like, we gotta move. We're changing jobs, blah blah blah. I said, okay, sign the lease, sign the settlement, boom. Gotcha, right? So what it did, what the Matrix did is it took those scenarios, did its little magic, and all of a sudden the settlement changed. It was more, meaning I had to pay a little more than what I thought I was going to have to pay. Okay, well, my numbers are off now, and then because I had to rush into the lease, it's going to be quite an adjustment for the end of the year, you know. So I'll be spending, you know, it's October, November, December. I'll be spending these next 3 months working through that adjustment. So you can see how the Matrix presented a couple scenarios that seemed really good. And then once I decided to act on those scenarios, it took those scenarios and shoved them around, and it turned out to be something totally different. It was a deception. So basically, if, for instance, I would have saw that deception, if I would have realized, hey, this settlement's going to change, number one, I wouldn't have even signed the lease to begin with, because I would have had to adjust from the settlement. So it was a trick to put myself in a certain situation so it could turn around and reshuffle everything and make that situation as stressful as possible. Well, lucky for me, I don't get stressed out anymore, and I really do have faith in God. So I'm like, God, here's what happened. Of course, I don't have to tell God what happened. I'm like, here's what happened. And there's no doubt in my mind that God's going to fix it. As a matter of fact, He fixed my first problem this week. I was presented with the bill, a few thousand dollars more than what I normally had to deal with. And all of a sudden, I get a call from my boss. You got to go to Colorado. You're going to be there the next 4 or 5 days. I just got back this morning. And that little trip put that extra few thousand dollars right in my pocket. So F you, Matrix. Guess what? God took care of it. He took care of it in a blink of an eye. It came from nowhere. Just got a call. I was just sitting there. I got a call. Hey, you got to go here. And we're going to pay you this amount of money. And it was exactly what I needed to pay. So that tells me right there that by, you know, having the faith and trusting and just talking to God and saying, hey, here's what I got going on. What can you do? You know, can you help me? I don't ever expect it. I just ask, like, can you help me? I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Now, if you say that, be very careful, because I'm telling you right now, you'll definitely be tested on the whatever it takes part. And yeah, I didn't get a lot of sleep, and I got up and I went to a far place and I worked my tail off, and I'm exhausted right now. But I said I would do whatever it takes. And that's what it took. So, as you can see, there is definitely a battle now, because the more aware a person becomes of the Matrix, the harder it tightens the screws and prevents all kinds of scenarios. So now things are going well. So now I might have to, because of this settlement, file a contempt order because the other party might be violating the settlement already. And you might say, like, Steve, that's great. You know, you're going to win, but that's more money to spend. You know, that's more time, that's more energy, that's more stress, if you will, even though, like I said, I don't get stressed out anymore, but some people would get stressed out over that. So you're already seeing another attempt. You're already seeing things. Okay, now I moved in here today and I have to have things, at work a certain way to make a certain amount of money. I get paid weird, but there's no reason to explain how I get paid. But now that's messed up. So now bills have increased a certain percentage, and now things are kind of out of whack, which they'll get straightened out. I'm not worried about that. My point is you're seeing just attempt after attempt, and you're seeing scenarios change because the matrix is trying to keep you in a state of just being flat out flustered. Because if you're flat out flustered, you can't think clearly. And also, if you're flat out flustered, you're showing you have no faith in the higher power. And the higher power can't help you unless you have total belief and total faith. That's why the Bible talks about, in other books that religious books talk about all this faith and belief, because you really have to believe in order for it to work. You really have to have total trust, and you're not and one thing it's really hard to do is you don't know how it's going to work out. Nothing's going to come to you and tell you how it's going to work out. It will just work out. It might even be last minute, which just happened, with that, job paying that extra a couple $1,000 that I needed. It was extremely last minute. It was literally walked in the office from getting back saying, "Hey, I'm back. Here's the paperwork." And they're like, "Oh, here you go. This just came across the desk." It was literally like that. So my point is you really got to have some faith here, or the higher power, which I refer to as God, cannot help you. There's something about it that draws you away from it, and that's what makes the matrix. The matrix is obviously, the matrix knows that, and it tries to draw you away from it. It tries to keep you from that belief and that faith. Another thing is did you know you can buy things without money? I watched a neat little movie about it. I don't want to stop talking and go through my phone again. I'll try to find it and put it in the link below. But I watched a neat little movie that talked. It was a movie about. It was a fiction movie, but it focused on manifestation. And it was very interesting how, like, they got around it. Basically, long story short, this girl would go around. If she needed to eat, she would, grab a bag of groceries, just fill a bag up full of groceries, and then when the clerk's not looking, she'd, like, move her hand over these scratch-off tickets and find one, so she could tell by moving her hand where the winner was, and she would scratch it off and leave it on the counter, and the clerk would walk up and boom, I won the lottery, right? That's how she paid for her groceries, or and just little things. I don't want to bore you too much, but it was a neat little movie of how she was able to do things without any money. I said, God, that's it. That's what this is about. I said, that's how this works, isn't it? And I said, I would like to do. I said, I know it's a movie and I know some of it's fiction. I said, but I would like to do stuff like that. I said that 2 days ago. So last night on my way back, I had to stop. I didn't make it all the way back. I had to stop and at these, you can stop at these truck stops, and they have truck stops have all kinds of weird stuff in them, like theaters and showers and restaurants and all kinds of stuff, just full of stuff. And I needed to take a shower, and obviously, she was like, "The shower's like $16." I'm like, "Well, man, I don't want to pay $16." I was going to do it. I was prepared to do it. I was like, "If I got to pay $16, so be it." I said, "Ma'am, $16 for a shower seems like quite a bit." And she goes, "Well, I tell you what." She goes, "If you fill up your tank of gas, I'll give you a free shower. So I'm like, you know what? I gotta get gas anyway. I said, you got a deal. So it reminded me of that movie because here again, a girl grabbed a bag of groceries, did a little scratch off ticket, and all of a sudden, you know, guy wins the lotto, has no idea, girl works out with a bunch of groceries. I had to get gas anyway, no matter what. And a shower was $16, and I really didn't want to pay $16 for a shower unless I had to. So the lady was nice enough to say, hey, you know, for your business, I'm going to give you a free shower. And I don't care if they do that for everybody or not. All I know is I was presented with a cost that I didn't want to pay, and I asked if there was an alternative. And she said, that's your alternative. Okay, fair enough. And that's what I did. I filled up a tank of gas and got a shower and went in there, and I didn't pay $16 for a shower. And it's not the fact of the money, it's just, I mean, who here would want to pay $16 for a shower? Think about that for a minute. And I know that's how they make their money and blah, blah, blah. But you can see it's things like that. It's the little things you got to notice. So, you know, I told God to present me with more things like this. This, in my opinion, is how you beat the matrix, because life is not about money. Money's fake. Money doesn't exist, right? It's not real. Its only value is what other people think. So I'm asking God, I say, God, I'm going to keep my eyes open. I'm going to be watching for little things like this, because I think the better you get at it, the more and more it's going to happen. So I'm going to keep an eye on this. I'm going to run some little tests, and I'm going to let you know how this progresses, because I think this is what the matrix is keeping everybody from doing. I think we can walk around aimlessly and get things that we want by being nice and polite, and maybe just asking a simple question and being able to do something in return. And you might, Steve, the world's always been that way. When's the last time you did something without paying money for somebody and they gave you something in return? We've fallen away from that. Yes, you're right. People used to do that all the time. My grandfather's 90 years old. That's how they grew up. They just helped people, you know, period. That's just how life was. So I think there's a way to get things by doing things, like good deeds, if you will. Like, you know, like we've seen in the movies and stuff like that. I think that's the trick here. And I think that's one of the things the Matrix don't want anybody to know. And I think it tries to keep you in a state of chaos, so you'll lose your faith and your belief, and so you won't notice these little things. Because I think the more you notice these little things, the more the little things will get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then I think you would walk aimlessly and get whatever you want, you know, because I just, whatever, what you want to stay at the Hilton, you would just stay there. You know what I mean? Like, there's, I'm telling you, there's something weird about this. So I'm going to keep running some tests. I'm going to, you know, keeping my eyes open, and maybe here the next month or two, I'll do a whole show about it. I'm going to try to keep track of these things and just see. But I think this is that manifestation part that everyone's been talking about, that these New Agers have been talking about, that I've talked about in some of these podcasts. So it's not that we're creating things instantly with our mind, you know, like a pair, like I wish I had a pair of gloves, and a pair of gloves just shows up right in front of my face. It's like, I want a pair of gloves, and someone's like, hey, if you can mop that floor over there, I'll give you a pair of gloves. Like, out of the blue. Like, that scenario just popped up because I needed a pair of gloves. So a scenario popped up that would get me those gloves without having a job. And I think that's how you beat the matrix. So I do appreciate everyone for listening today. I will, I don't know what I'm going to title this yet, as always, but I'll figure it out. There's no real links to post, but I will post the name of that movie that I couldn't think of, and the movie that I already told you about, and of course the social media links, feel free. the DM and email me. So thank you all and have a wonderful day.